Father, we thank you that as we read your word, we understand something of what you would want for each one of us. Help us to delve into your word now and to hear you speak to each one of us, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're back in the book of Acts. If you remember, if you go back a few weeks, last time we looked at the book of Acts, we were thinking about the man who was healed at the beautiful gate on the way into the temple. We were reminded that Peter and John must have walked past that man day after day as they entered the temple. But that day they felt led by God to heal the man in the name of Jesus. I think that's quite an important point that we ought to hang on to, because sometimes when we hear of people that pray for others for healing, they get a bit carried away at times and think that they've healed the person. No, it's Jesus himself who does the healing. And I think Peter and John really understood this point. They themselves weren't great healers. All they saw was the work of Jesus, and they wanted to tell about it. So what we're going to look at is the reaction now to that healing. And as a good Anglican, I've got three headings. So what God wants each of us to do. Well, my first heading would be, look for opportunities that God gives us to minister to others. Look for opportunities that God gives us to minister to others. You've got to remember that this incident happened only a very short time after Jesus' return to heaven. The crippled man must have heard and seen Jesus. Maybe he was even thinking, why didn't he heal me? But God has his own timing. Why didn't Peter and John offer to pray for him? Because God has his own timing. Would that particular group of people had been around if that healing had taken place at another time? Again, God has his own timing. How many times have we had conversations with people and gone away wishing we'd said something about our faith, or given a word to help them because they were struggling, or they were having health issues, or any other kinds of issues? How many times have we berated ourselves for not sharing in those sorts of circumstances? The circumstances here are so obvious, and Peter took advantage of them. Why? Because God had shown him an opportunity. So here he was with John, and people came running to find out what was going on. What an opportunity. And Peter took it. I remember listening, I can't remember who actually spoke last time on the bit before, but I remember them saying about how John was so quiet. And I think there was a reason for that quiet. I believe he was spending time in praying. He was praying for all those people that were listening to this message. He was probably praying for Peter as well, because Peter's been known to let his tongue run away with him. And he was trying to make sure that he allowed the Holy Spirit to speak through him. Often, when we're with somebody who's really articulate, we think, I can't do that. But what we can do is pray. Okay, my second heading is, we found that opportunity to minister, now we need to share the message of Jesus. Share the message of Jesus. Those of you that have been around, like I, for quite a few years, may remember way back, we did a course called Teach and Reach, or Evangelism Explosion. And we learned key verses and then went out and shared gospel message with families. I found it quite stilted in a way, and it didn't help people particularly in difficult circumstances, because it was almost a set pattern. But one thing it did, and even today I've remembered them, we learned some key Bible verses. and they've stuck with me even today. Learning and reading the Bible is what we need to do, so that we've got those words to use when people ask us. Peter was in a very different circumstances to ourselves. He had seen and worked with Jesus. He'd ministered alongside him. He'd heard Jesus explain things. He'd got personal knowledge, not only of the life of Jesus, but he also had personal knowledge of the scriptures, what we would call now the Old Testament. We need to listen to God's word here in church. We need to read God's word at home. And we need the opportunity to discuss with others, which home groups are one of those opportunities. We need to be comfortable with what the Bible says. I think that the new home group material, those that are going to go along to home groups, is going to be a real help for us to get that information, if you like, that opportunity, that chance to talk about God's word. If you look at what Peter says, he doesn't hold back, does he? He really says it as it is. It's almost accusatory. Perhaps, I don't know, but maybe he recognises some of these people from the crowds at the time of Jesus' crucifixion. He knows that they're all Jews because they're in the temple court, so he's able to refer to their heritage of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. He also referred to the scriptures, explaining that Jesus was the answer to what they've heard and read. This blustering fisherman seems to have the words. Why? Because from a child he's been brought up in the Jewish faith. It made me realise, as I thought about that, how important our children's work is. Bringing children up in the understanding of the faith will stay with them for the rest of their lives. In 1 Peter, which is written by Peter, who we've just heard speaking in Acts, it says these words. We're going to use the words from the Message, which is like a modern translation. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you are living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you are living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. If we know the word of God, and if we've met the risen Saviour, our lives will speak of Jesus. We may not get up and give a long speech like Peter, but we will be able to share what Jesus means in our lives, knowing that it's all about Jesus and not about us. God uses the ministry of Peter and John to the crippled man to give an opportunity to share Christ. When Peter began to tell the people about Jesus, they had living verification of a miracle, and he was right between Peter and John, hanging on to them. Peter shared the good news with the people and told them how to know Christ and be forgiven of their sins. When we minister to people, God gives us the opportunity to share the gospel. I believe our world is hungry for people that really care and give unselfishly. We want to hear about such people. You've only got to go to places like Facebook. It just shows what I do spend my time doing. And as you go onto the internet and different sites like that, you read of these sort of heartwarming stories of caring people. We want to know that people care. When we minister to people like that, it opens up opportunities to share the message of Jesus. Now you might be like me, think to yourself, that's all very well and good for those folks over there, but I'm no good at saying the right things. I'd say something silly. I wouldn't know what to say. I can't talk to people about Jesus. But that brings us to my third heading. My third heading is depend on the Holy Spirit. Depend on the Holy Spirit. If we look back to the passage that we had earlier from Matthew, when Jesus sends out his disciples to spread the word, and among his many instructions he has these words to say to them, which again I'm going to read from the Message. Don't worry about what you will say or how you will say it. The right words will be there. The Spirit of your Father will supply the words. Don't worry about what you will say or how you will say it. The right words will be there. The Spirit of your Father will supply the words. Peter would have heard these words directly from Jesus' mouth, and it must have given him courage to speak out at this point in time. By healing this man, God had given Peter a whole crowd of people to speak out to, and he listened to the Spirit and he spoke out. We may never be asked to speak out to a whole crowd of people, but there will be those God moments that make us realise that God wants us to speak, because someone maybe has asked a question about why we do things the way we do them. Peter and John were dependent on the Spirit. It was the Lord Jesus that did the ministry through them. That's what every Spirit-filled Christian does. They depend on the Spirit to lead them. It is no longer me who lives, but Christ who lives in me. God wants to do through each one of us what he did through Peter and John. God wants to accomplish life-changing ministry through you, through me, as we depend on his power. There are people with broken lives and broken hearts, lonely people, hurting people, people lame with fear and defeat, people searching for love and forgiveness. These are the people that we meet in our daily lives. Are we ready to tell them about Jesus? So if we hold those three headings together, what does God want for each of us here in this church? He wants us to look for opportunities that we are given by God to minister. Share the message of Jesus. Depend on the Holy Spirit. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that we have a message to proclaim. Help us to look for those opportunities that you give us, and help us to remember that you will give us the words through your Holy Spirit too. Help us to be open to this, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.